Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Welcome to yet another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I am DeAndre Marie, the producer of the show, and I will be stepping in for Richard today as your host. Richard and Dennis are gearing up and getting ready to go to Magic Fashion in Las Vegas, and they look forward to meeting any one of you who are in the area or who will be attending that event. With that being said, let's get into this best of episode. So I decided to throw it way back. I know some of you are new listeners to the show, and we really appreciate you guys. So we wanted to go back a little farther than we usually do for our best of episode to give you some great and valuable tips that can still be used today. First on our list, we have former contributor Steve Nunez sitting down with Richard to discuss signature scents and what is the right cologne to wear for your natural body odor. If you've heard Steve on the show before, you know that he is a certified barber who opened his own shop called The Social Cut, which is based right in California. So make sure you learn all about your natural body odor and what scent works best for you, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman. And this week, we are joined once again by our grooming and style expert, Steve Nunez. You may know him as The Social Cut on social media. And Steve, what did you want to talk about with us today?
So, hey, Richard, thanks for having me back on. And I'm excited today because we're going to be talking about colognes.
Oh, man. Yeah. We had an episode when we first started the podcast talking about cologne. We had this guy come on, a friend of mine. He's a cologne connoisseur. And man, I learned so much from him. And so we haven't talked about it since. So this is perfect timing. It's been about 4 or 5 months since we talked about it. And there's so much more we can learn because we're going into a new season. And I think it might be time to even catch a deal on some cologne this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned, you know, there's so many connoisseurs for cologne. I mean, there's thousands of colognes. So I'm going to keep it simple, go back to basics. And that way, you know, guys can smell good for the fall.
All right, man. This sounds like a real good subject. I'll let you lead off. What do you have for us?
All right, Richard. So for the first tip I have for you guys is selecting a signature scent. So you don't have to have a signature scent, but it's always good to have a signature scent. You know, that's kind of our calling card. You know, when you walk in the room, when you leave the room, that's the first and last thing people notice is the way you smell. So you want to make sure to have at least 2 signature scents. One for the warmer months, summertime, which is something fresher. And now that we're in the fall, you want something a little stronger, more bold. And that way, you know, you're smelling good and you're ready for the fall.
Yeah, Steve, I got a couple questions about that, if you don't mind. How do you get that signature scent? I mean, do you just pick one fragrance and kind of go with that pretty much every day to get your body to kind of conform to that smell? Or how does that work?
Yeah, well, you bring up a good question, Richard. And that's actually my second tip would be you want to sample different colognes. And what I mean when you want to sample them is everyone has a distinct scent. So you try a cologne on, if we both try on the same cologne, it's gonna smell slightly different when anyone smells it. So that way you wanna make sure to continue to try different colognes. And what you wanna do also is try it on for a few hours, even try for a whole day and come back to the store and see if you still like the scent. Because once that scent hits your skin, it's gonna interact with your natural scent. And then that's ultimately how you get your signature scent. So once you like that scent, you know, you that's the one you go with.
Easy enough. So once you try it, okay, you like it, go with it. And you did bring up a good point. Yeah, everybody's going to be a little bit different, their body chemistry, so the smells will be, you know, a little bit different on each person. So yeah, thanks for that, appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Now, what was the third one you had in mind?
So when we're trying on the colognes, something you want to do is continue to clear your nose. And what I mean by that is when you're trying the smells, it might get overwhelming. you're continually smelling different colognes. So the reason why, I don't know if you noticed, when you go into a department store, you see a little basket or a little pouch of coffee beans. And
yeah.
So what you want to do is, after you smell each cologne, you want to smell that coffee bean. So what the coffee bean does is it clears your nose out. So that way, when you smell the next cologne, you actually smell it with a fresh scent, and you actually can tell the original scent of the perfume or of the cologne. Sorry.
No, that makes perfect sense. Okay. So if people didn't know, that's what that's there for. It's not just decoration, right, Steve?
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, if you continue to smell, you know, 10 colognes in a row, you know, the third, fourth, fifth one, you're going to be too overwhelmed, and you're not really going to be able to tell the actual scent of the colognes.
All right, good. So take your time there. It's not a race. You want to make sure you pick out the right one for you.
All right, Richard. So my last tip would be, make sure when we walk into the department store, don't pick the bottle that's the prettiest. You want to make sure to try different colognes, because just because it's the nicest one doesn't mean it's the best smelling one. So give it a try. Try the most expensive one and try the one that's least expensive. And you'll be surprised. Some of them are really good scents that aren't that expensive. But again, the only way to try it is to keep trying different ones.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like you said, have fun with it too, right, Steve? You don't have to get all stressed out. Take your time.
Exactly, yeah. So you just, you know, take your time, guys. You want to make sure to enjoy the process. It's, you know, it's almost like wine tasting, or if you're coffee tasting. You know, there's so many different flavors, there's so many different scents. You know, so the same thing with cologne. Take your time, try it out. You don't have to buy the first one you see or the first one you smell, because again, it's just the way the scent interacts with your natural scent. So give it some time, and that way you'll have a signature scent. And you know, once you leave the room, you'll definitely leave a lasting impression.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, before we go, let me ask you a few more questions, if you don't mind. You know, this time of year, they offer a lot of those gift sets. And what are your thoughts about those gift sets that come all packaged up and you get, you know, a few extra products in there? Is that a good buy generally, or is it a ripoff?
You know what? It depends. It actually is a pretty good buy. Most of these brands, it's crazy out there right now during the holiday season. They're trying to fight for your attention. So it's actually not a bad deal. You're paying for the same price for a bottle you would be buying a few months ago, but now that the holidays are around the corner, they're just adding a few extra incentives to have you purchase the cologne. So yeah, definitely, you know, if you can grab an extra bag that they throw in there or anything else that they have in there, why not take advantage of it? But remember, you want to go for the scent, so don't get distracted with all the little extra goodies that they throw in there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't go for the one that just has the most goodies, like you said. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you just another follow-up one about those little goodies, because they do oftentimes have some aftershave or some deodorant in there. You're an expert, so I know people are going to write in and ask, do those little extras even work, or is that just, you know, part of the sales pitch? I mean, some of the little add-ons, like the aftershave and stuff. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, so the extra stuff that I throw in there, it really depends. I was here on the previous podcast and I talked about shaving creams and aftershaves, that kind of stuff. For me, I really like to purchase my grooming products individually, because when they throw the extra goodies, I feel that they're not really trying to give you the best products. Sometimes it's just, like you said, it's just an extra goodie for them to incentivize you to buy their product. A lot of these extra goodies have a lot of alcohol in it, or a lot of chemicals that you really don't want to be putting on your skin. So that doesn't mean some of these companies throw really good products in there, but you really want to evaluate the product, look at the extra goodies, look at the ingredients that they put in there, and if it looks like something you think that you would want to put on your skin, then hey, go for it, you know, get that. But otherwise, like I said, just focus on the actual cologne. Don't get distracted with all the extra goodies, because I feel that's kind of what the companies want to do. But you know, as long as you like the scent, that's the main point.
Yeah, that is the main point. We appreciate you reminding us of that. Have those signature scents, like you said. Try different colognes. Take your time. Don't forget to stop. Not smell the roses, but stop and smell the coffee beans in between each one. So, Steve, we appreciate you coming on and letting us have all these tips about how to pick the right cologne with the fall season upon us. Before you go, could you do us a last favor and let us know your website and social media, so that if anyone has any more questions, they can reach out to you directly?
You got it, Richard. You guys, make sure you guys check out my blog, thesocialcut.com, and of course my social media at The Social Cut. I'm always having outfit of the day pics and grooming tips every day, and of course my YouTube channel. You guys check it out. I have a new video there every week. You guys can find me at The Social Cut.
Steve, thanks so much for coming on, and we'll have you come on again in the future and talk about something else. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Richard. I'll see you guys.
Now, that segment was from over a year ago, but you see how it's still relevant today. And I've always loved Steve's energy. He definitely knows what he's talking about, and he loves giving tips on body hair, haircuts, and anything that has to do with keeping yourself well-groomed as a gentleman. Now that you've found your signature scent, let's get you ready and dressed for that job interview. Our next clip is from when Joseph Hines, author of Dressing for Success, gives all types of tips on how to properly dress for a job interview. You never want to be too conservative, nor do you want to be too over the top. We all have to find middle ground when it comes to our personal style and being professional. And Joseph Hines definitely gives you all of the insight that you need so you can look interview ready and nail the job you've always been trying to get. So let's hop right to it. Here's Joseph Hines talking to Richard all about dressing for that job interview, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of The Life of a Gentleman, and we have the honor of being joined once again by Joseph Hines. He came on before and told us about his new book, Dressing for Success, and we really appreciated his input and would love to have him come back, and he's agreed to do so. So, Joseph, welcome back to the show. Thank you.
Hey, man. Good to see you guys again. Definitely glad to be back.
Yeah, you know, we had a good response when you first came on, and I think a lot of the listeners are very excited about the release of that book. And during that interview, you talked about dressing for a job interview, and that's a subject that I think we need to tackle because a lot of guys need help with that. So if you don't mind, could you help us out with that subject today?
Yeah, of course. And you know, once again, I'm definitely going to give you guys some tips, but you know, if you want something that's a little bit more even in depth, definitely get the book because we go a lot into this. Step number one, I think for anything is the suit. I think when guys dress for the interview, one mistake they kind of make sometimes is they try to get something that's a little bit too loud. I mean, when you're going for an interview, the real goal is to make a statement but without being offensive, because you never know what type of guy that's going to be interviewing. I mean, this could be an older guy who's in his 50s, and to him, if you're wearing, let's say, something that's like a window pane or a pinstripe, that may come across a little too loud and a little arrogant. So one thing that I always say for guys is, look, to keep it real simple, we're looking at either a navy blue, a charcoal, or a mid-gray suit. Those are your three options. Anything outside of that is too much, right? So that's step one. I think step two for when you're dressing for the interview is in the shirt, right? So you're thinking, okay, what should I wear? Again, we need to keep this really simple. I know it may seem boring, but we can dress fun after we get the job. So for shirts, we're looking at either a white or a baby blue. Step three, I think, really is then going to be the tie. Now, here's where things get a little bit more interesting, because guys tend to, you know, almost be more on the loud end. But again, always go with solid or darker colors, because I think what that does is, again, it makes you come across a little bit more humble. If you do something that's a little bit too loud, again, you can come across very, very arrogant. And when you're in an interview, you never know how a person is going to perceive you. So you want to give them the least bit of wrong perceptions about you as possible, if that kind of makes sense.
That does make sense. But what about the guy that says, man, I'm an individual, I want to show, you know, my style, and they break out the floral tie for an interview? Is that that's a bad move, right?
You know, I would definitely say it's a bad move. And again, you know, you have to understand the interview is not necessarily about what you like.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you have to be aware about, because what you like may not be what the person across from you like. And if they're the person that's deciding whether you get the job or not, then you have to make the conscious decision, when in Rome, do as the Roman, as they would say.
That makes perfect sense. I'm glad you explained it, because there's a lot of people, you know, they hear information and they want to question why. So you giving us the reason why is perfect. Accessories. Is this the time to throw on lapel pins and all kinds of extra jewelry and a ton of bracelets?
No. So again, you want to be very, very minimal. So one thing that I always say to guys, look, no lapel pins. If you're going to do a pocket square, it needs to be either a solid white or a baby blue pocket square. I wouldn't do anything with a pattern. If you do anything that's outside of a white or a baby blue, you can maybe do a white with a brown piping or a white with a blue piping. But outside of that, I wouldn't go too loud. I mean, even with washes, I tell guys, you know, less is more. We aren't trying to go out with a bedazzled Rolex or anything, right? So typically, I tend to tell guys, get a watch with a leather band. I tend to gravitate towards more like a brown leather band, white face, something that's very, very clean. If they are doing a link, make sure that it's not too busy of a link watch, right? We don't want it to be too flashy, too eye-catching, just something that's very, very subtle.
Man, more great advice. I agree 100% with everything that you're saying. This is great information. So guys out there who are trying to get jobs, take notes of what Joseph is saying. Since you're really painting a picture for us, let's go ahead and complete things. How about the shoes? That's an area where guys sometimes want to show some individuality too, but what should you do on a job interview?
Right. Well, for the job interview, number one, your safest option is always going to be a lace-up, particularly a cap-toe lace-up, I think, is the cleanest. Color-wise, I would say you're either going to go with a mahogany brown or very, very dark brown. Those are, I think, are the most conservative colors and are going to make the most sense. The only other shoe I could possibly see outside of that is potentially a monk strap, depending upon the industry you're in. So, like, if you're in marketing or something that's a little bit less as formal, I think a monk strap is fine. But to be the safest, I would still do a lace-up.
That sounds great. That's some great advice. Now that you're dressing properly for the interview, are there any tips that you could give us on how to present yourself while in the interview as well?
I think the biggest thing is just confidence. Being confident in not only who you are, but and that's part of the dressing aspect as well. You know, because when you look good, you feel good. So I think that all kind of, you know, ties in together. The only other thing I can think of is just fit. Making sure that things aren't overly tailored when it comes to the jacket, when it comes to the trousers. You know, guys tend to want to be overly fitted for the interview, and that's not necessarily the space to do that in. And again, you know, I go a lot more into this, me and Eric. In our Dresser Success book, we have a lot of pictures showing you exactly how tailored your trousers should be, how tailored your jacket should be, even when it comes down to the length as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because a few weeks ago we had a segment on our show and we touched on, you know, the different ways that a suit can fit, and we talked about some suits being for business and some being for fun and going out or making a statement. So this is a time where you want to make sure that your pants are not overly fitted tight and that the break in the pants is not up by your ankles. Is that correct?
No, for sure. Like, you definitely don't want to be showing ankles. I definitely would not necessarily recommend no break or no break in the job interview. I would definitely recommend something like a slight break, and all that means for the listeners out there, that's just referring to the indention towards the end of the pants. So a slight break is going to be a slight indention towards the end of the pants where it meets the shoe.
Oh, thank you for explaining that to the listeners as well. Basically, what you've painted for us in our mind is really a conservative look, so that no matter who's interviewing you, I think they would say that you look presentable, and that's really the goal, right?
Exactly. I mean, like I tell guys a lot of times, sometimes less is truly more. When you try too hard, it can come across that way.
That definitely makes sense. Now, in your book, you mentioned that there's actually going to be visuals. So you guys have pictures of do's and don'ts, I take it?
Yeah, so we have pictures of do's and don'ts, different body types. So whether you're a bigger guy, whether you're a slimmer guy, we're showing you different things and tips to make the jacket fit better. The same with the trousers. We have visuals to the actual combinations, so shirt-tie combinations to wear, as well as pocket squares. And like I said, I mean, even when we go down into the links of where to get the stuff from based on the price points.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful part of it, based on the price points, because nobody's priced out of dressing nice and presenting themselves like a gentleman. There's so many options out there. I just want to touch on one last thing, because you talked about a white shirt or a blue shirt. One thing I had a question about, now I know the answer to this, but I want to clear this up for somebody who's listening. What if you have a white shirt and it's an extreme cutaway collar? What should you do then?
Okay. So here's the thing. When it comes to extreme cutaways, they're great. I love them. They tend to show off the knot of a tie very, very well. But again, for the interview, I always say you want to be as conservative as possible. So when it comes to interview, I tend to gear guys towards either a pointed or a semi-spread collar, because an extreme cutaway can look very, very casual in a business space, right? And again, you know, once you get the job, maybe then you can wear it around the office and be the fashionable guy. But before then, you need to be as conservative as possible and opt for either a pointed or a semi-spread collar.
I love that advice. You know, the most important thing, and that's what everyone has to remember, is to get your foot in the door, secure the job first, then show your personality a little bit later.
Exactly. No, I totally agree, man.
Now, that was some great advice. We appreciate you breaking that down for us, because we have a lot of younger listeners who are looking to get their first job or to step out into the corporate world, and information like this definitely helps. If we'd like to get more information from you or pick up a copy of the book, how can we get in touch with you and follow you and learn more?
All right, so again, guys, my Instagram name is Mr.J.Hines. I mean, you can get in touch as far as with us just based on our Instagram. You can email us. We have our email out. You also can visit our website at dailysimplicities.com. And there, that's when you can where you can purchase the book at.
All right, everyone. You heard the great information that he just gave, and there's tons more in that book. So if you're looking to increase your style and your personal awareness, just these are great tips to help you get a leg up on the competition in the job market. So, Joseph, thank you once again for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman, and we hope you come back soon and give us some more information if you would.
My man, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Ready for that job interview yet? I'm sure you can take the tips from this Best Ofs episode and mix it with the tips of Deborah Caressel, who has recently been on the show giving all types of career advice. Remember, we're all about being on a journey and getting better day by day. It does not happen overnight. And speaking of being on a journey, we have to remember to remain gentlemen and to remain polite and kind, even when people are getting on our last nerves. And this reminds me of a segment when Darius dropped by the show to talk to Richard all about how to not lose your cool as a gentleman. We all face challenges, whether they're in our control or not, but the main takeaway is to not get out of character based on your outside circumstances. Regardless if we are having a good day or a bad one, people are always looking at us to be leaders and to remain gentlemen no matter what the situation is. So let's remember how to remain gentlemen only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm joined today on the line with somebody who's quickly becoming a show favorite. Darius is joining us once again. How's it going, Darius?
Going good, Richard. How are you?
Doing good, my friend. Good to talk to you. It's been a little bit. Glad you're able to join us once again.
Yeah, I'm excited to be back.
How's your summer been so far?
You know, it's been nice. It's been hot out here in the Great Northwest, so we're happy to get away from the rain and enjoy some sun for once.
Yeah, I was wondering what the weather was like out your way in the summer. You guys still get that heavy rain or constant rain, or if it's going to let up for you?
Oh, no, actually, it's been nice, sunny and 90. In fact, my parents were in Florida at some point, and we had hotter weather than them, so it was nice to brag a little bit.
Oh, nice. Yeah, can't beat that. Yeah, it's been a good summer so far, and, you know, speaking of heating up, the podcast really has been heating up with a lot of different subjects. You know, we're trying to be well-rounded gentlemen, so we can't just talk about fashion every single segment, so we're glad you're joining us to dive in and help us be a little well-rounded.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad to help with several different subjects and ways that we can be gentlemen, because the job of a gentleman is not only to look good, but to feel good, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, with that being said, I'm really curious what you are going to present to us today, and let's get this discussion kicked off.
Well, I was thinking last time we talked about how to start small businesses and how to do it at the convenience of our own home, the different challenges we may face, and how to look at it like a sports season, right? And I thought about that, and I thought, as gentlemen, we're constantly faced with many different challenges, and that doesn't only apply to those folks that are starting small businesses, but just in everyday life. So I thought, how can we, as gentlemen, stay gentlemen in face of challenges and not get too out of character or too upset or too rattled? How do we stay gentlemen through challenges? So that's what I thought I'd talk about a little bit today.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know, there's times when people get under your skin, really start to work your nerves, and you might lose your cool, and that title of a gentleman might not fit with your actions. You know, that's a good subject.
Oh, absolutely, and I appreciate that. And I thought of some points that might help us. You know, we've all been there, like you mentioned, where someone gets under our skin and we kind of want to go a little bit out of character, or we want to give up on a project, or we just get distracted or, you know, sidetracked by these challenges. So I thought I'd discuss that a little bit and see if we can help us gentlemen stay on track.
That sounds perfect. I'm looking forward to this. Go ahead and drop the first tip on us.
Well, the first tip is expect challenges. Don't expect everything to be perfect. Don't expect everyone to treat you a certain way. You might be dressed very nice. You might present yourself very well and still be talked to a little rudely, still be brushed off a little bit. Expect that. Don't let it overly surprise you or throw you off. So the first tip I have is expect challenges, because if you're not surprised by them, they're less likely to affect you as bad.
Yeah, I like that one. Nobody lives a perfect life, right? There's going to be good days. There's going to be bad days. The ball's not always going to bounce our way. So expecting the challenges, I guess you would be more prepared to take on whatever comes your way if you go through life knowing that, you know, every day is not going to be a bowl of cherries.
No, absolutely. I know I've had people push me a little bit, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not doing anything to you. I'm doing everything you're asking me to do. I'm asking what you want me to change, and you're still kind of coming at me. I really had to take that into consideration. I have to expect that not everyone's going to treat me the way I treat them or treat me the way I'm presenting myself. And so I've learned to just expect that. Just expect those challenges at times.
I like that. That's a good way to start off with a real practical tip. Let's dive into the next one.
The next one I would say is it kind of is similar to what we've talked about earlier, but don't let anyone change your personal brand. As gentlemen, we all have a brand, right? A type of personality or a way that we present ourselves that people are used to. And so just tell yourself, don't let anyone, no matter how they're coming at you, bring you out of character or make you change your personal brand. If you're a gentleman and you're usually even keel, you're a very nice guy, you're a hardworking man, you dress nice, you take care of yourself and your family, if someone's pushing you, just think to yourself, I'm not going to let them change my brand or who I am in this moment, because I know who I am.
That's a good one too. There's been times, you know, where you go out or you're interacting with people, and man, somebody really steps on your toes or does something really rude. How do you find the ability to bite your tongue or to sidestep opportunity for conflict? What do you do, Darius?
One thing that I like to do in those type of situations is, because first of all, let me just back up and say, I have the same thoughts that we all have, right? Like, all kinds of thoughts go to my head about how I could handle the situation. But as I try to be a gentleman, try to be mature, someone steps my feet, bumps into me, or says something rude, I try to react according to my brand, which is just smile, even apologize to them if it's not even my fault, say, hey, I'm sorry if I was in your way, and just try to rise above the situation and realize what my brand is and where I'm heading in life, and not to let them bring me into their negative energy.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, you know, but there's some people out there listening right now, and they're like, man, Darius sounds like a punk, you know? I bump into him, and he apologized to me. I mean, that's not the feeling of everyone listening, but what do you say to somebody who still might not be as mature, and they think, no, that doesn't make sense, you know? Somebody bumps into me, we're out at the bar, I spill my beer on myself or something like that, I'm going off, you know? How do you talk them down off the ledge, Darius?
I hear you, and let me back up and say to those listeners, I've been there, so I understand that way of thinking, because I once too used to think like that. However, as gentlemen and as we mature and as we look forward to success, for not only ourselves but those around us, we have to ask ourselves, where do we want to put our energy? Where do we want to have our time spent? And you have to look at people that have that negative energy that are going to come at you like that as a waste of time. You have to just, and this is something that I heard that really touched me. Someone said sometimes you have to let people's ego live in its own space, right? Just let their ego do their thing and you rise above it. You're not being a punk. You're just, actually, you're rising above it. So in reality, you're looking at yourself like you're better than them in that moment, because you're not going to engage.
I like that. You're not even going to engage them. Like you said, you're not part of the problem, adding fuel to the fire, as it were. I like that. Look at yourself as, you know, I'll be the more mature party here. Perfect advice. And thanks for explaining that too for us.
Oh, I appreciate it. And like I said, I can't reiterate enough, I've been the other guy too, as far as engaging right back, and it's really a waste of time. Those folks are going to be angry all day. You've got bigger things to worry about. You're a gentleman looking for success, not an argument at the mall.
Yeah, great point. You know, what a waste of time. Let's hear the other tip.
This goes along with the sports analogy that we used earlier, but sometimes you just have to take a time out. Sometimes I know I've had moments at work or when I'm working on my own business where someone has pushed me or some situation has pushed me, where I had to take a deep breath, maybe go to the car, listen to a little jazz music, call the wife, or you know, do something that gives you that 30 seconds or 5 minutes or however long you need. Just kind of calm yourself down, remind yourself who you are, just take a deep breath, and then analyze the situation in a different way. That kind of helps you not react right at that moment.
I like that one too. For me, I call it hitting the reset button, because a lot of times you face challenges in business, and when you're up against the wall, let's say things aren't going great and you need to turn around and, you know, rally in the other direction, you got to take a time out. Like you said, just pause. I like to take a little time for myself. I might even take a night off. You know, I'm not working tonight. Tell myself I just need to mentally regroup and make the assurance, though, that the next day I'm going to hit the ground running. So I like that. Time out. Reevaluate. Reassess the situation. That's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it's music. And you've known me growing up. Love music. Always have. So I've got a list of songs I really like, and some just kind of calm me down and just kind of relax me a little bit. So I'll put on some of my favorite music, take about 15 minutes, listen to the music, and just kind of relax a little bit and then get back on it.
Yeah, I can vouch for you on that. You're the number one New Edition and Boys to Men fan that I've ever met.
Nothing calms you down more than a little Cool It Now by New Edition, right?
Yeah, pretty much, man. I remember you doing the moves too back in the day, you know, a little pop lock action, but yeah. The timeout, now that's cool, man. That's definitely needed. You know, I like to just watch a movie or something like that and kind of just clear my mind. I call it the Costanza. You know, I don't want to think. You know, sometimes you just don't want to think for a minute and then regroup the next day. So yeah, no, these are great tips. You got anything else for us?
I do. I have just a few more here. One thing is, for it goes along with when sometimes you're feeling down with the challenges, right? You're feeling a little out of character because you feel like you're losing, so you're kind of getting down on yourself. Count your victories. You know, one of the things that you can do is write down some of the successes that you have had. And when you're having those moments of just frustration, you know, especially in business, you can write down little simple things. That, even if it's as simple as you got your business license, or if you're at work feeling frustrated, think about the good days that you have had at work and where you have overcome challenges. And just meditate on that a little bit, and usually it can get you back. I know for me, that's work, get me back in the right frame of mind. I've won before, and just because I'm losing right now doesn't mean I can't bounce back. So keep your victories in mind as well.
All right, that's a good one. Now, I got a question for you, because, you know, you talked about business, you talked about work, but what about personal problems? Let's say you're married, you got a significant other, or maybe it's, you know, something with your family member, parents or sibling. You know, there's a little rivalry going on there, or just you're not seeing eye to eye. How do you count your victories when it's a personal situation? Now, that's what I'm curious about.
That's a great one. And first of all, I'll back up and say everything I've mentioned with the business challenges, taking the time out, listening to music, expecting some challenges, rising above an argument, those have all worked in my marriage as well. So whenever there's been some challenges in my marriage or my family, I've always used those and found those to be successful there as well. But as far as counting your victories, just remember when you're dealing with your family that at the end of the day, there's a lot of love between the family, right? So if you just keep that in mind and remind yourself that this is my family, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is, you know, my wife, my kids, usually you can kind of, you know, remind yourself of that. Sometimes maybe look at some old pictures of some times that you guys have had together that have been fun. Kind of calm down and then have a discussion that's more calm.
I like that. A little bit of reflection. Sounds like you're talking about, think about, you know, that's not all bad. We are going to argue with our significant others, you know. It's just going to happen because we're around each other so much.
Right.
I like your timeout. That's a good one. Come back. Count the victories. Yeah, count the anniversaries. Think about, man, we've come so far. I'm not going to blow it all now just because somebody didn't take the trash out, or somebody's leaving clothes on the floor or something like something right. Silly, you know, to escalate. So great right. Advice, man.
The last one I mentioned, which I think is one of the most important, as gentlemen, we have to learn how to forgive ourselves. You know, if you do have a moment that's weak, because we're all going to have them, and you kind of snap on someone or yell at somebody or kind of get out of pocket for what you're normally used to or stoop down to someone's level, learn to forgive yourself and just move on from it. Don't dwell on it. Doesn't mean it's you. Just means you had a weak moment. We all have them. You know, put your suit back on, brush yourself off, and move on. Don't dwell on it. You know, try your best and not let it happen again, but learn to forgive yourself as gentlemen. Say, hey, made a mistake, and then just move on from there.
I like that one, because that might be the hardest one to apply, because all of us are our own worst critic. We're very hard on ourselves. As gentlemen, we hold ourselves to a high standard. So sometimes, you know, it's almost unattainable in your own mind's eye to live up to what you have in mind. So that's a really good one to think about. Is there anything that you can give us as far as what you do, you know, to do that? Because the other tips, you went into a little more detail and told us some things that you do, and that was really helpful.
I appreciate that. Well, with the forgive myself one, that's probably the toughest one. That's the absolute toughest one for me. Growing up playing sports with me, you probably know how competitive we were. And I get hit, you know, 9 shots in a row, but I'm going to think about that one I missed or that game I lost or, you know. And we, as gentlemen, we tend to do that. We don't count our victories as much as we should, and we just kind of dwell on our losses. So one of the things that I really had to ingrain in myself is, hey, if I make a mistake, I got to let it go, and I have to forgive myself. Someone else could apologize or tell me that they forgave me, and I still wouldn't be letting a situation go, especially if I was the one that kind of made the mistake or was out of character. So it's the toughest one, I think, on the list. But as gentlemen, we have to realize we're not going to hit every shot. We're not going to do everything perfect. You have to just let it go. And I found by just telling myself, hey, let's let this go, and just trying not to think about it again. That's the biggest thing. Don't dwell on it. Just stop thinking about it. Just move on. Just move on to the next day.
Yeah, I like that. Wipe the slate clean. Get moving. Get the ball rolling in the other direction. That's really good advice. You know what, though? Seriously, this discussion has been pretty awesome. Truthfully, I've had one of those days today, you know, recording, and here we are. It's the end of a day recording. And man, after talking to you, I'm thinking about applying some of these. I've already started my timeout. Definitely, today is a timeout day for me. I am just going to go relax, catch up on some television programs, and regroup tomorrow. I'm going to hit the ground hard and really get out there and get after it. So it's been a great discussion. I think we can help some people with these tips.
Well, I appreciate that, Richard. I hope we do. And I'm glad that I could be part of your timeout day.
Yeah, I worked you into the schedule just a little bit. No, but definitely, you know, discussions like this amongst gentlemen, I think, are helpful, because sometimes as guys too, people try to shield their feelings. They don't want to tell anybody that, you know, they're having a bad day or whatever. But when you talk it out and kind of just, you know, how long was this? 15 minutes, you know? I'm feeling better already. So hopefully those listening, you're ready to get back on that horse and get going again.
Absolutely.
All right, Darius, well, I'll let you get back to watching some golf or whatever it is you got on the agenda. I know you're a sports junkie. You'll watch anything. So looking forward to the next discussion. Definitely love having you on the podcast.
Yes, sir. And you take care and enjoy your time out day.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another best of episode for the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We appreciate you listening, and we hope you were able to get some new tips from old episode segments. Please, if you would, subscribe to the Life of a Gentleman so you can get notified when we drop our new episodes every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, if you have a moment, please rate and review The Life of a Gentleman so we know how to improve our episodes and make them more tailored for a better listening experience. And as a free gift for listening, visit thelifeofagent.com where you can download your free ebook version of The Life of a Gentleman. Also, follow us on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast so you can be in the loop with everything going on with the podcast, and keep tabs on Richard and Dennis as they travel to Las Vegas this week. They definitely want to interact with you guys, so make sure you give them a shout. Again, thank you for listening. We hope you were able to find your signature scent while looking very dapper for your job interview and remembering to remain a gentleman during all life circumstances and challenges. So until next time, take care. These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and 4 accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.